From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Kabul is on edge Saturday following one of its worst outbreaks of violence this year. Insurgents carried out a series of suicide bombings in and around the Afghan capital Friday that killed more than 50 people, including nine at a U.S. military base. VOA's Ayaz Ghul reports from Islamabad that the civilian death toll is the highest the United Nations mission in the country has recorded for Kabul in a single day since 2009. It's the first major wave of violence since the Taliban recently confirmed the death of its founder, Mullah Muhammad Omar. The developments raise questions about the future of the insurgent group's peace talks with the government. NATO says one international service member and eight civilian contractors were killed late Friday during an attack on Camp Integrity, a U.S. Special Forces base near the main airport in Kabul. The statement issued Saturday did not provide the nationalities of the victims. In a statement emailed to VOA, the Taliban claimed responsibility for the attack. Government soldiers have raided a hotel in central Mali, freeing four hostages and ending a standoff with Islamist militants that left at least 11 people dead. Defense officials did not give the nationalities of the hostages freed in the early Saturday operation, which they said was backed by French soldiers. The jihadists stormed the Byblos Hotel early Friday, killing a UN staff member and five Malian soldiers and taking other guests hostage. At least two militants were also killed. Officials say at least three more bodies were found at the hotel following the Saturday raid. This is VOA News.